Praise the Lord. I was told that I was going to be talking to the Fellowship of the Ministry of Defense. So and so I was expecting a lot of uniforms. I see one uniform. But I guess we could probably consider ourselves a part of the army of God. Amen. Praise God. My name is Brother Bert. My last name is not important. I have been given a new name in heaven. This is my wife, Nancy. And I know she probably wants to say hello to you. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
You know, it's wonderful to be able to gather with those that love the Lord. Because there's no barrier. There's no... You know, because if we love the Lord and are born again, then we're brothers and sisters. Amen. I just want to read a scripture that came to me as I was sitting here. It's in 1 John 3. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, but he knows us."
ሶስት ላይ ያለውን ክፍል ነው አብ እንዴት ያለውን ፍቅር እንደሰጠን ይዩ እንዲሁም ነን እያለ ይናገራል እሱን ሐሳብ ነው ያነበበችልን
And I'd like to read 2 and 3 as well.
ቁጥር 2 እና 3ንም ደግሞ ማንበብ ፈልጋለሁ አንድ ላይ
Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
እንዴት ነው የሚለው የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ ተብለን ልንጠራ አብ እንዴት ያለውን ፍቅር እንደሰጠን ይዩ እንዲሁም ነን ይላል
It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear we shall be like him for we shall see him as he is
እንደኛ ዮሐንስ ቁጥር 2 ላይ ወዳጆቹ አሁን የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች ነን ምንም እንደምንሆን ገና አልተገለጠም
And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure
ዳሩ ግን ቢገለጥ እርሱ እንዳለ እናየዋለን እርሱን እንድንመስል እናውቃለን በእርሱ ይህን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ እርሱ ንጹህ እንደሆነ ራሱን
God is asking us to have this hope.
እና የተስፋ አለን ይሄን ተስፋ ደግሞ እንድንይዘው ነው የሚመክረን ቃሉ.
Not to look at what we see around us.
በዙሪያችን ያለውን ነባራዊን በውጭ ያለውን ሁኔታ እንድንመለከት ሳይሆን የተገባልንን ተስፋ እንድናይ ነው.
But as we're looking at the Father.
አባታችንን እንመልከተው.
Then he will give us the eyes that we can see in the spirit.
እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ እንደዛ ስናደርግ በመንፈስ የምናይበት እይታ ይሰጠናል.
And that will purify.
ያ ደግሞ እኛን ያንጸናል.
And we need that.
ያንን መፈለግ አለብን.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. My wife and I, we have 7 children.
እና ባለቤቴ 7 ልጆች አሉ.
The youngest is
a year and a half.
No, children, not grandchildren.
Oh, they're going to be our children.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tyson is
I want to get them an idea how old we are.
Our youngest child is 34.
Yes, and our youngest child is 34.
The little
child
is 34.
Oldest is 44.
And our oldest is 44.
እንግዲህ ዝቅ ያለው እና
Praise the Lord.
የመጨረሻው ዝቅተኛው 34 ሌላው ደግሞ 44 ነው.
We have 20 grandchildren.
ሃያ የልጅ ልጅ አላችሁ.
Going from ages 18 months to 18, 19. Hallelujah.
ደመስከስ 8 ወር የሆነ የልጅ ልጅ ጀምሮ ህፃን ጀምሮ እንደዛና ሁሉም ደግሞ በጌታ ናቸው።
Praise God. So I am qualified to be an elder in the body of Christ.
ለዚህ በክርስቶስ አካል ውስጥ እኔ እንግዲህ እንደ መሪ ነኝ ማለት ነው የነዚህ ሁሉ።
Amen. Also my oldest our oldest son and his oldest child, which is a girl,
Johanna,
will be coming here tomorrow. They're flying in the morning. So praise the Lord. I don't know if you will get a chance to meet them, but if you do, you would be blessed. We have been in the ministry for almost 45 years.
እንግዲህ በዛ አገልግሎት በወንጌል ስራ ውስጥ ወደ 45 አመት ሆኖናል.
Traveling of that 45 years we've probably been traveling back and forth in the world about 35 or 38 of those years.
እንግዲህ በተለይ 45 አመት አገልግሎት ቆይታ 35 አመቱን ያህል እንግዲህ ወደ ተለያዩ ዓለማትን በሙሉ በመዞር የጌታን አገልግሎት በመስጠት ላይ ናቸው።
I had a job.
ስራ ነበረ።
I was a general contractor.
እኔ አጠቃላይ የኮንትራክተር
የሚባል I would go home, work, make enough money to pay my bills,
የሚጠበቅብኝን ነገር ለመክፈል በቂ ገንዘብ ነበር,
give a little bit for my family to live on,
ቤተሰቦቼ የሚኖሩበትን ነገር ለማቀፍ,
and the rest we would use to buy a ticket to travel.
እና የቀረውን ጊዜ ደግሞ,
praise the Lord,
ወንጌልን ለማገልገል.
And God was always faithful to us.
እግዚአብሔር ታማኝ ነበር ለኛ በዚህ.
When we got off the airplane coming back home, he would always give us a job to pay off all of the bills that we accumulated while we were gone.
እና ስራው ያችንን ተተን ወደ አገልግሎት ሄደን
ሃሌሉያ
እና በመንመለስ ጊዜ የምናጣው ነገር አልነበረም የቆየንበትን ቆይታ እግዚአብሔር ያዘጋጀልን
So in some respects I suppose you can say that I am a veteran. We are a veterans.
ሁላችንም እንግዲህ እግዚአብሔር ባየን
ሃሌሉያ
ደረጃ የታየልን ነገር አለ.
We have spent a great deal of time in Africa.
በአፍሪካም ደግሞ ብዙ ግንኙነቶችን
We traveled principally to Nigeria for
Nigeria again
for almost 17 years going in and out.
ለ17 አመት ያህል በተለይ ናይጄሪያ ላይ እየገቡ እየወጡ
We also spent a great deal of time in India.
ህንድ ሀገርም ሄደዋል.
I have been up in the north part of India.
የኖር
south part of India.
ባለውና ደቡብ
the east part of India, the west part of India. Hallelujah. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And admonishing the church that they need a viable, personal, working, living relationship with a living God. Not a theology. Not a mental or intellectual concept. But as I have a relationship with my wife, and I know her, and she knows me, and the reality of her and what she is and who she is, is something that is indelibly written on my consciousness. So my position of relationship be with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I am someplace in the world and my wife is at home, hallelujah, and I somehow communicate that I'm in trouble, I know that she will do everything possible that she can do to bring to me what I need to relieve my trouble. Hallelujah. I have no doubt. If my wife says to me, I'm going to do it, then I can know that I can count on her indelibly, indubitably to do it. Hallelujah. There are some friends that I have who, if I am in need of something and I ask them to help me, I know that they will do everything they possibly can do in their arena of life to help me. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? And you and I should have that type of relationship with Jesus Christ. Because whatever my situation of need might be, that situation is going to try to convince me that it's greater than my reality of God. Hallelujah. If I am in financial need, my financial need is going to tell me that God, my need is greater than my reality of God. Hallelujah. If I am in a physical need, that physical need is going to try to convince me that it is greater than the reality that I have of God. Hallelujah. Because there is something that God requires of us, and it is stated in Hebrews, it's either in the 6th chapter or the 8th chapter, but it says, they that come to God must believe that He is.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I'm not.
And that experience, that position of relationship only comes if I am committed in building a relationship with this invisible God.
Hallelujah.
If I am in need of healing in my body, then I go to God and I ask Him to heal me. Then it's His responsibility to determine when and where and how He will heal me. Hallelujah. It is not my responsibility that I demand that He heal me now. Because there might be something in the affliction that I have been afflicted with that God wants me to learn something. Hallelujah. There was something that God wanted to demonstrate with His servant Job. And that thing that He wanted to demonstrate is that man in his flesh and blood could hold on to his integrity in the belief of God no matter what. Hallelujah. And God put Job in the Bible for our sake. It's not just a story. It's not just a story of an Old Testament servant. Hallelujah. But it is a testimony of Christianity. The position, the place of our experience as we walk with God. Hallelujah. Every child of God in the history of the Bible that we have suffered persecution, suffered rejection, and some even suffered death. Hallelujah. Now, you take the story of Daniel. Praise God. Daniel was the man who sought a position of knowledge concerning the reality of God. Hallelujah. And no matter what your position is in life, If you are a Christian, if you desire to know God, no matter what your influence is or your position of prestige concerning that position, if you love God, if you are pursuing God, you are going to be persecuted. You are going to be tribulated. Hallelujah. Because you are not of this world. Did you hear me? Most of Christianity wants to use God to get. They want influence. They want assurance. They want prosperity. They want good health. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, that is not the pathway of the Christian in this environment of the world in which we live in. Hallelujah. John in chapter 17. Hallelujah. And you can go to it. I don't know how much time I have. Probably. How much time do I have?
Until one.
Yes. All right. So I just need a clock then, huh? All right. 12:15. Is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
40 minutes.
All right. 40 minutes. Praise us. Four is the number of tribulation. Zero is a multiplication of that tribulation. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm not responsible for the message that I'm bringing you. Hallelujah. I came in here prepared to speak to a different congregation. Hallelujah. And as God always does with me, He changes the venue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And somebody read a verse. It's Jeremiah. It was chapter 1, is that correct? Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Verse 3, chapter 1,
verse
9 and 10, specifically. Hallelujah. Did you read the verses?
It
said that the word of God is anointed to tear down, to pluck up, huh? And to disperse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Some of you are looking at me kind of funny.
And then
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the John chapter 17. And I want to go over here. Where now Jesus give you a little background. Jesus is praying. He first prays to the Father that the Father might give him the glory, the power, the authority that he had with him in the beginning. Then after he prayed that prayer, he turned around and began to bless his disciples and began to pray for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only was he praying for his disciples, hallelujah, but he was praying for you. Now remember, God is omnipresent. Do you believe that God is eternal? Do you believe he has no beginning? Do you believe he has no end? Then God sees everything from beginning to end. And anything in between the beginning and the end of time, as we know it, God has a knowledge of it. So when God was praying for his disciples, he was seeing you, sister. He was seeing this sister and this sister and this brother. Hallelujah. Seeing you. And seeing you and you and you and all of you. God was seeing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how do we know that? Because the scriptures tell us that he not only prayed for his disciples, but he prayed for his disciples in the word that he was going to give them, that those who heard that word and believed, he was praying for them. Hallelujah. Well, let me read it to you so you know that it's in the word. Hallelujah. And verse 11 says, "And now I am no more in the world." He's talking about himself. Oh, you know, that's an interesting word. He's standing right there in the midst, just as I am standing in the midst of you. Hallelujah. And he says, "I am no more in the world." But where was he? If he wasn't in the world, where is he? Hallelujah. He had eternity inside of him. Hallelujah. And the eternity inside of him had translated him. Hallelujah. 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 And so that you might think that that was just Jesus and Jesus alone, the Bible says that when you are born again, you are translated. Hallelujah. From what are you translated? You're translated from the kingdom of darkness. Come on. And you're translated into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is pertinent to the fact of how and what you have in God concerning what it is He wants to give you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 3 that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that isn't enough. God, you can just see it. You haven't yet entered into it. You have not yet possessed it. You just see it with your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As one looking afar off. Hallelujah. But he goes on to say, you must be born of the water. Hallelujah. And of the Spirit. To do what? Enter. Come on. Unless you are born of the water, unless you are born of the Spirit, you cannot enter. Did you hear that? That's what the scripture says. Go back and check it out. Hallelujah. This is not Brother Burr's gospel. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when it says you're born of the water, it's not talking about joining a church. It's not about becoming a membership of an organization. Hallelujah. It says we must be buried with Him in baptism. Hallelujah. That we might walk as Him as we come up out of that life in the newness of life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The church has it kind of twisted and mixed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are born of the water, it is a covenant with God. Hello? Hallelujah. God had to make a physical thing to demonstrate and have you participate with the spiritual reality of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you are going down into that water, you are going down into the grave, and what you are saying is this old man. This old man. This man that is called Bert. With all of his lineage from his mother's side and from his father's side. Hallelujah. They are being buried with Bert. Hallelujah. And when I come up out of that water, hallelujah, I have a new name that's written in heaven. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? No longer Bert. Hallelujah. But something only God knows. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God says that He will confess it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as He confessed the Son as being approved by the Father. Hallelujah. You remember the baptism of Jesus Christ? He comes to John and wants to be baptized. Hallelujah. And John says, I must be baptized of you. Hallelujah. And Jesus says, permit it to be so. That the fullness of the law. Did you hear it? That the fullness of the law might come to a completion. My God. Hallelujah. So John submitted to the word of God and baptized Christ. Hallelujah. And as he came up,
look at you,
out of heaven, out of heaven, a dove descended. Hallelujah. A sign from heaven. Hallelujah. That he was pleased with this man called Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember what happened on the day of Pentecost? As 120 were gathered in the room. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Would to God we would have that tenacity and that position of hunger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would to God that we would have the ability to discern and to see, and that we would desire what it was we see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says as they were gathered together, there was like the sound of a rushing wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can you imagine? Hallelujah. When Adam was being created and formed of the ground. Hallelujah. It says that God breathed into Adam. Hallelujah. And Adam became a living soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A living soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Back to John chapter 17. And it says, while I was with them, verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them by thy name. Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. You know your name has a meaning. Your name has a meaning. Hallelujah. Your name does not only have a meaning, but it has a destiny. Hallelujah. 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 Some of your parents were wise when they gave you a name. Hallelujah. But some of your parents weren't so wise when they gave you a name, because the destiny they chose for you was not the destiny that God had in His mind when you were born.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, I have kept them in your name. Name is nature. Hallelujah. Name is indicative of a nature that is in the man, in the person of who and what he is. Hallelujah. So when he says, I have kept them in your name, it means that he was overshadowing them. Hallelujah. With the nature of God that was inside of him. Hallelujah. And while he was overshadowing them, hallelujah, there was an administration to them that was rebuking the devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? As it was in that day, so it is also in this hour. Let me tell you a secret. It depends on the place that you fellowship. Under which name are you being covered? Hallelujah. If you're being covered by a man's name, you are in jeopardy. Hallelujah. The head of any congregation must be Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not because a man says it, but because there is a witness. Hallelujah. There's a witness in your spirit. Hallelujah. With the witness in the congregation. Hallelujah. If there is no witness, if you are troubled, if you are pushed and perplexed, you need to flee out of that place. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. You have to be covered. Hallelujah. With a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. You have to be covered with a name. Hallelujah. That desires to be a servant and not a lord. Hallelujah. 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 You must be covered. One of the reasons that God gives you the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that you might discern. That means you might see, that you might hear by the Spirit. Hallelujah. If a man wants to hear God and he's in a congregation where man is standing preeminent, there will be a word in the man's heart that is telling him to get out. Get out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, while I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept them. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember the story of the woman who had within her womb two babies? And the one baby was struggling with the other baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wasn't talking about those babies or that woman. Hallelujah. It was talking about you and me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they were struggling for our preeminence. Hallelujah. They were struggling for a position of prominence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the prophet told her, there are two nations in your womb. Hallelujah. And it says that the elder will serve the younger.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When you become born again, you have the nation of Adam in you by virtue of your natural birth. Hallelujah! But you also have, by virtue of your being born again, you now have within you the kingdom of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And it says in verse 13, "And now come I to thee, that these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves."
Amen.
This wasn't just the word that God was speaking. Now remember, 5 or 6 verses just above that, he asked the Father to give him the glory. Hallelujah. To give him the glory that he had before the world was. Hallelujah. And then later on in the chapter, or somewhere just before this verse, somewhere in there, he turns around and he gives them the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in what he was saying, when he said to them, "I speak in the world," hallelujah, he was loosing a spiritual authority. Hallelujah. He had to be. He had just asked for the glory that he had before the world was, and in the aspect of the process of creation that he was doing. Hallelujah. So that word that he was now speaking had the same creative power that it had in the beginning. Hallelujah. Listen to what it did. Listen to what it did. Genesis chapter 1. It says, and the earth, chapter verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, hallelujah, let there be light. What happened, Brother Ren? Hallelujah. Light was created. Hallelujah. Up until that point, there was no light. Hallelujah. Light came forth out of the darkness. Out of the bowels of God, light came. Hallelujah. And it moved. Hallelujah. To dispel, to disperse the darkness. So when he says, "I have given them thy word," hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You were walking down the street. You were a sinner. Hallelujah. Living in sin, destined for hell. And a man comes along, or a woman comes along. Hallelujah. And begins to talk to you. Hallelujah. And begins to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're a pit of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No light, no light, no light. Hallelujah. That word comes out by the Spirit, and it moves within the midst of your soul, and it smites the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you become a living soul. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Hallelujah. We are talking about an omnipotent, omnipotent, omnipresent God. Children, do you hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is bringing to you an opportunity to know Him. Not know Him in a religious way. Not to know Him in a theological manner. Hallelujah. Most of Christianity today, it can be summed up in one person's response to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that was Nicodemus. Hallelujah. He was afraid to come to Jesus Christ in the daylight. Hallelujah. He had to sneak in after dark. Hallelujah. And he began to ask the master questions. Hallelujah. And God said to him, you will forgive me if I call him God, will you not? Hallelujah. 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 Because he was a man that had God in him. Hallelujah. He was a man who said to Philip, Hallelujah. Philip asked him, he said, show me the Father. Hallelujah. Can you believe it? 3.5 years. Seen him walk on water. Seen him feed 5,000. Seen him heal the sick. Saw him raise Dorcas' daughter from the dead. Hallelujah. Lazarus 4 days in the grave. Hallelujah. 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 Philip was there. Philip is us. Hallelujah. We do not understand the concept or the principle of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Where is Christ? Where is Christ? Is he up there? Is he out there behind the Milky Way somewhere? Hallelujah. Is he over there on Mars or Jupiter? Maybe he's out there in another universe somewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. In you. In you. In you. In you. 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 In you. Hallelujah. Loose them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When we talk about the Word of God, I want you to read something if I can find it. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Keep your finger there in John. If I have the time, I will come back to it. Hallelujah. But I'm running out of time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, we're talking about God now. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55. It says, let the wicked, verse 7. By the way, 7 in God's numeric combination is perfection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a numerics in God. And that numerics matches up with the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 7 is the number of perfection. In the mathematical realm, which I don't know a lot about, it's called one of the divine numbers or divine ordinate numbers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anyway, verse 7. Hallelujah. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. I'm reading chapter 55.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I am reading verse 7.
Okay.
Just read that one portion, please. Don't read the rest of it. Hallelujah. It's not enough just to not sin. You can't even think it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has to purge our minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons why he baptizes us in the Holy Spirit is that we might have a brain transplant. Hallelujah. Do you know what? All your medical discoveries, the things that they are doing in the medical realm, they are spiritual principles. They can give you another heart and you can live.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because in the spirit, when you're born again, hallelujah, you have a different heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here we are. Hallelujah. And it says, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. For my thoughts, that's God's thoughts. Hallelujah. Are not your thoughts. Hallelujah. Neither are my ways. Your ways. So that means anything I think in this natural arena with my natural mind, it will always be contrary to God. Hallelujah. 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 And he says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth. Hallelujah. So are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. So shall my word be. So shall my word be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What word? The word that God asked, that Jesus asked God to give him in John chapter 17. What word was that? What word was it? It was the word that had the power of creation in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, so shall the word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it shall accomplish
Amen.
That which I please, and it shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Back into John chapter 17. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 17. He says, I have given them thy word. Hallelujah. And the world hath hated them. Because they, they are not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have prayed that thou shouldest take them not out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says again, they are not of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he didn't leave you to speculate what that means. He defined what it meant to be not of the world. Hallelujah. He says, even as I am not of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are born again, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are born out of something and into something else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now I'm going to jump down a couple of verses. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is praying for you and me. At that point, the word of God that he was speaking was an eternal word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was eternal. He was a man. Loosing eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you are sitting in this room today to hear this particular word. Hallelujah. Because God has selected you. Hallelujah. For a particular purpose, for a particular plan, for a particular destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. And it is the word that he gave to his disciples. And the word that the disciples written down. Hallelujah. Because we are hearing now not Jesus, but the testimony of John. Hallelujah. According to the fact of what Jesus said, John was now speaking under the unction and the anointing of eternal power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because I have believed what John wrote, and there has been a verification of that belief in the aspect of my being born again. Hallelujah. I now become a product of eternity. With eternity inside of me, and under the unction of the Father, as I speak the word and I loose it in the power of God's creation. Hallelujah. You have and I have the opportunity to embrace it and be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone. But for them. Who's the them? Who's the them? Can you say that's me? Hallelujah. That's you. Hallelujah. You know, sister, it makes no difference what your environment is. It doesn't make how rough, how tough, how despairing, how tribulating. Hallelujah. Because you, in actuality, because of the word that you're hearing and the quickening of your soul and of your spirit. Hallelujah. You are not there in the midst of that tribulation. You are with God in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. Let them kill this body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They killed his body. They're doing me a favor. Hallelujah. It's not that I want to die. Don't get me wrong. I love life. I love my grandchildren. I love my brothers and my sisters. I love my wife. Hallelujah. I love the brethren. Hallelujah. But I have eternity inside of me. Hallelujah. And I have a word from God that that eternity inside of me will not only give me the opportunity to pass into eternity. Hallelujah. But brethren, I can become eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What Jesus did in the form of the miracles, what the disciples experienced in the form of the miracles. Hallelujah. He was demonstrating not that he could heal, not that he could raise from the dead, that he could move with the authority over the time frame of this secular environment. Hallelujah. 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 It says that they may be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that we all go to the same church. It means we all have one source, one destiny, one position, one goal to obtain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That goal is to become like God. Awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they may be one. Hallelujah. I said that I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Hallelujah. That the world may know that thou hast sent me. And hast loved them as I hast loved, as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order for God to activate you. Wait, I want to read one more verse and then I will close. Romans. I you need to know the scriptures. Hallelujah. Romans. The 8th chapter. Hallelujah. Let me conclude with these scriptures. Hallelujah. Verse 12. By the way, 8 is the number of new beginnings. 12 is the number of governments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 12 disciples, 12 thrones, 12 is the number of government. Hallelujah. When you multiply that times itself, you get 144,000. Hallelujah. It's not a number of 144,000. Hallelujah. It's an indicative of the fullness of God's government. Hallelujah. That is being administered through a people. Hallelujah. That is not just local, but global as well as universally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't go into it. I just got to read the scriptures. Hallelujah. I so want you to understand. And I don't know if I will ever see you again. Hallelujah. And I want you to have the totality of what it is that God wants to give you. Hallelujah. It says, for if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of this body, ye shall live. Hallelujah. Talking about resurrection. Not out there, but in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not a metaphorical statement. That is just not words to give an analogy to something. It means exactly what it says. As you have the seed in God inside of you, you are in actuality the children of God. Hallelujah. Not the children of your parents. Hallelujah. For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of adoption again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if children,
hallelujah,
then heirs. Did you hear it?
ልጆች ከሆነን ወራሾች ደግሞ ነን ማለት የእግዚአብሔር ወራሾች ነን.
In your culture,
በእናንተ ባህል,
in your tribal traditions, you have an inheritance law.
ከገቢ ወሰናል አይደል? አንድ ወራሽ ነው.
Isn't that true? It's true.
Yes.
Firstborn.
Huh?
What's he get?
Huh?
What's he get? Doesn't he get all of it? Or at least most of it? Doesn't he take the position of the Father? Hallelujah. If it is not so in your tradition, then look at the Jewish tradition then. Hallelujah. The firstborn was the man who got everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ.
ቁጥር 17 ልጆች ከሆነን ወራሾች ደግሞ ነን ማለት የእግዚአብሔር ወራሾች ነን አብርሃም ደግሞ እንድንከበር አብረን መከራ
ሃሌሉያ
ከክርስቶስ
ሃሌሉያ
ነን ወራሾች ነን
አሜን. John chapter 14 says to the disciples, I'm just going to say it, you can translate it.
ዮሐንስ 14 ላይ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ለደቀ መዛሙርቱ ያለ
I go
እኔ ቤት ይሻል አለ
to prepare a place for you. That's where I am. Right there in the midst of them. Hallelujah. There may I be also. There you may be also. Hallelujah. Joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. There is a challenge that God is giving you. Do you want to be sons of God? Or do you want to be the sons and the daughters of your parents? It's your decision to make. God bless you very much. Amen.
Hallelujah.